Lesson number 2, start with vowels again, reminding us of A, A, E, and O. Now, combinations of vowels, since we don't have a letter equivalent of W or Y in Coptic. Combinations, however, compensate for this. So for A and E, they sound together I, as in die. I've got A as in May, I as in coin, Ya as in yard, Ye as in yes, Yo as in yop. So once more, I, A, I, Ya, Ye, Yo. Some more consonants. I've got the letters K, N, C, the H, and P, and T, as we learned from last lesson. New letters, we have got letters M, R, which looks like the English P, SH, or Sheen in Arabic, and we have got two forms of F, like in English F and PH, there is no difference in their pronunciation. Now we get some more words. Ash, ash, what? Pay is. Ashai, ashai, to increase. Phi, this. As when we say this is a man. So phi is separate from man by is. Nai, to have mercy. Kash, pen. Remi, remi, to weep. Nim, who or whom, when we ask about somebody. Ash is what when we ask about something. Nim, shy, shy, feast. I, to grow. Pi, this. Now this differs from phi. Phi is separated from the man or the person or the thing we are pointing at, while pi replaces the and joins the noun, as the example is, this man is a doctor. In this case we use pi, and this replaces the man. Ran, name, ran. Ohi, ohi, to wait or stop. And rashi, rashi, to rejoice. So we'll read those again. Ash, pe, ashai, Phi, Nai, Kash, Remi, Nim, Shai, Ayai, Pai, Ran, Ohi, and Rashi.